Hey friends, happy Saturday. Hey, in my daily update video today, I talk about seeing in the spirit, how to see as God sees. Hey, before I do that, let me do a few quick housekeeping things. As usual, number one, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Secondly, if you haven't subscribed to our email newsletter, I really encourage you to do that. I'll have an offer out later today on a course, and that's exclusive for our email subscribers. So a 60% off offer on a new course. I have a new course out on teaching and preaching, how to do spirit-filled preaching, and how to preach without notes, which is a really important thing that can set pastors free. So if you're a pastor, teacher, preacher, or you know one, maybe you should check that course out. Also, I'll be doing an mission trip to Ireland in the month of November, and there'll be an offer out on our email newsletter for that as well. Good. Hey, lastly, let me mention as well, I'm on a lot of different social media platforms, the horrible Facebook, the Instagram, different things like that. Actually, I have a daily podcast out, YouTube as well. So do check those out as well. Good. Well, let me share something today that I've been thinking about. You know, I think God wants to teach the church to see as he sees. I think God wants to teach the church to think how he thinks. And if you'll think about it, how we see is such an important thing. Let me challenge you. I encourage you to actually write this one down, take some notes on this. You don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. Let me say that again. You don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. You don't see with your eyes. You see with your heart. You see with your perception. And it's quite possible. We see this all the time, for two people to see and the exact same thing and yet perceive really different things. One of the scriptures Jesus quoted more than any others was Isaiah 6, where he said, "You see, but you don't see. You don't see with your eyes. You don't hear with your ear. You don't perceive with your heart." And then the salvation, the healing, or the deliverance of God doesn't flow into your life. So how we see is a really important thing. Let me read a verse today from Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. It's so good. I want to read. Really wanted to read one verse, but let me read three or four verses. Jeremiah 1 verse 8. God says, do not be afraid of the faces. Why? For I am with you. I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See. Just pause. Don't brush over these words. God says, I put my words in your mouth. God's very next word is the word see. Yeah, look, observe, behold. See. What was that? This day I have set you over nations, over kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. And verse 11, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? I believe that's a prophetic question the Lord is asking of the church. I believe he's asking of you that question today. What do you see? And in the next verse, it says, the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I'm ready to perform my word. A better translation would literally be, I watch over my word. I watch over my word. You know, God watches over his word, ready to perform it. And today, I just want to encourage you to think about how you see. In the book of Numbers, God sent 12 spies into the promised land. They hadn't yet entered the promised land. It had been promised to them, but they hadn't yet taken possession of their promises, like so many of us in our life, like so much of the church, I believe, in this day. And as they send these 12 spies in, you know, it's interesting, the Bible doesn't say 10 of them went north and 2 of them went south. It doesn't say they took different bus trips, different tour guides of the promised land. They went to the same places, they saw the same things, they saw the giants, they saw the houses, they saw Jericho, they saw the same things. But again, 10 of them saw through the lens, through the perception, through the heart of unbelief. And God actually called the report when they came back and gave the report, the Lord through Moses said, your report is evil. It's a really interesting thing, but every single thing that the 10 spies said was completely truthful. You say, Graham, shouldn't we speak the truth? Well, yeah, sometimes. You know, sometimes we're guilty of confusing what's credibly, factually true with the truth. You know, it is true I have a Bible in my hand right now, but it's no longer true. Well, it's in a different hand. That's true, but it's not an eternal truth. Eternal truth, Jesus said, Matthew, heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. That's truth. So how we see is really important. And rather than sometimes trying to see in the spirit with our eyes, what we should actually be doing, I believe, is seeing with our heart. It says in Hebrews 11, verse 27, by faith, Moses triumphed because he saw he who was invisible. There's a contraction there in the grammar. You could literally say, by faith, Moses saw he who was invisible. And I believe God wants us to be those who see he who is invisible. A couple of great prayers to pray today as I end. You know, we should be saying, Lord, show me what you see. Show me how you see. Show me others as you see them. Another great prayer to pray is, Lord, show me what you don't see. I know a guy in the UK, a businessman in London, who many years ago now, he was driving to work one day in Hertfordshire, I believe it was. And as he's driving, you know, from the countryside into London to his office, the road was closed. There was a deviation, a detour. And he ended up driving through another town, a smaller country town he'd never been in before. And he's driving through and he sees a coffee shop. He sees people walking out with takeaway coffee and kind of thinks, yeah, I'll stop and have a cup of coffee. And this guy goes in, orders a coffee to go, walks outside. And as he steps outside of the building with his coffee, he hears cries of pain and screaming and wailing and misery. And he's standing outside, you know, in an English country, you know, town, Tuesday morning, whatever it was, near his Jaguar, his car, looking around. He's like, where's that screaming coming from? And gradually the screaming died down. He, you know, he looked around, couldn't see anything. He's late for work, gets in the car, meow, runs off to work. Next day, the same thing happens. And coffee, I enjoyed that coffee, forgot all about the screaming, came out of the cafe, and again he hears the same thing, pain, misery, screaming, and he's... And then it begins to die down. Coffee in car, drives away. The third day, this thing happens again. And it's like a Bible story, it's not the third time. So on the third day though, he didn't go into work, he drove home. And he spent the whole day in prayer. And then he invited his wife to go with him on the fourth day. Buys his wife a cup of coffee, comes out. And then he turns and looks at his wife. And his wife's hearing the screaming too. And in the end, what both of them, the conclusion the Lord, that they came to with the Lord, is the Lord was actually showing them the pain and the suffering and the need that was in that town. And they actually bought a whole row of what in England we'd call terrace houses, like a townhouse we'd say in America, knocked them through and started an outreach and a church and a mission center in that little town. Here's my point. As we walk through your day today, why not be praying, Lord, what do I not see? What's the need in others? What's the need in the places I am that maybe I'm not aware of? Show me what I see. Show me what you see. Show me how you see. Show me what I don't see in Jesus' name. And lastly, my encouragement to you today is to do this. Practice the art of seeing. Practice the art of looking, seeing what you see, and then, as it were, closing your eyes. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And faith has an eye. Faith sees. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Selah. So why not go over this, take some notes, put some of that into practice. Pray, Lord, open my... Lord, anoint my eyes with eye slave that I may see. Really powerful idea. Hey guys, again, cheering you on today. Please consider hitting that subscribe button. Please share this. Take a brief second and hit the share button below me, share it on Facebook, Instagram, different things, help get God's word out to people. Again, check out those links below, particularly our email newsletter. Go to ggm.org to subscribe to that if you haven't already done that. And some of those offers will come your way later today. Cheering you on as you walk with the King of Kings today. Bye for now.